I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. 28 indigenous Colombian Christians have been in prison for refusing to denounce their faith. International Christian Concerns Logan Maurer says the local governor over the Kogi area outlawed Christianity. Then he called a meeting on October 27th and had them arrested. The group's still being held. Maurer says they could be looking at up to 100 people in prison for their faith. And the World Bank projects a modest growth in Kenya's economy for next year. It's good news considering the drought of 2009. Multiple problems during the year left the majority of Kenyans in poverty. The story reads no differently for Scott Theological College in Kenya, an Africa Inland Mission partner. Over 200 students reported for classes, but only 20 could pay their tuition. The problem hinders the college from properly training pastors. Pray that God provides the needed resources. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University, staff, blogs, and more can be found at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.